Hi, I'm Phil Nee with sports. In hometown and baseball yesterday in the Western section, Verona was a winner over Arena 14-1. Dodgeville 8, Wyota 4. Blanchardville 6-1 over Argyle. Belleville 5, Hollandale 3. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 15, Muscadet 2. Schulzburg Benton 2-1 over Ridgeway. In the north, Black Earth 11, Mazamani 4. Reedsburg 13-0 over Cazenovia. Ashton, a victor against Cross Plains, 15-5. Wisconsin Dells, 13. Sauk Prairie, 6. Middleton, 9-0 over Lodi. In the southeast, Fort Atkinson over Evansville, 2-0. Utica beat Albion, 7-2. Stoughton, 10-3 over Cambridge. Footville, 6. Lake Mills, 5. And in the east, Montello over Cottage Grove, 12-10. Rio beat Poinette, 16-4. And Monona over DeForest, 13-1. Hometown and baseball resumes with the night league games coming up on Thursday. Also, high school girls softball hits the sectional semifinal level coming up tomorrow. Ithaca Weston will host Royal in a battle of number one and number two seeded teams in Division 5. And Barneveld will be taking on Belmont in a 1-2 matchup coming up at Barneveld on Tuesday night, and the winners will play at River Ridge coming up on Thursday in the sectional final. Fenimore will host Iowa Grant tomorrow evening, and Mineral Point will host Deerfield. The winners will play at Riverdale coming up on Thursday night, June 4th. And in Division 3, Adams Friendship, the number one seed, will play third seed at Richland Center in the half sectional at Adams Friendship tomorrow afternoon at 5. Poinette will host Lodi in the other part of the bracket, with the winner to play at Prairie du Chien in the sectional final the following Thursday night. And in Division 2, Mount Horeb will host Monroe as well for the sectional semifinal game. Richland Center pulled a big upset in the tournament last week. I talked to Coach Ryan Lemke over the weekend about Richland Center, a 13th seed, knocking off number 4 Mount Horeb on Thursday night, 6-3.
We've won 9 out of our last 11 games, playing really good baseball. Not perfect baseball, but we don't need perfect baseball. We just need to play clean. We need to do what we've been preaching all year, and they've done that. And right now, we feel like we can play with any team in the state. Doesn't matter what conference they're in. Doesn't matter their wins or losses. Doesn't matter who they're throwing on the bump. We feel like we can be in a game, and if we get into a dogfight with the team, we have a really good shot at coming out on top.
Nice thing about baseball is that I think depending on the level, the division, the size school, baseball is baseball, and sometimes it's how the ball bounces.
That's exactly it, right? I mean, they had a couple guys last night that put really pretty swings on the ball and had a couple of 390-foot outs. When you got number 2 Brady Dosh in center field and that ball's in the air, you know you got a shot to make a play, and exactly what he did. Our left fielder, Guy Klingel, just came up with a big diving full-out extension catch in the 7th to really cut off any shot of a rally from Mount Horeb. And then on the other side of the thing, like, we hit balls that dropped, and we had some little duck snorts that landed, and they had some little duck snorts that landed, and that's the way of the game of baseball. As long as you're making good contact, trust the process and trust that you're going to do what you need to do, and hope the calls go your way, and those 50-50 calls, either at the plate or on the mound or in the field. So we did a nice job just kind of playing our game.
Richland Center coach Ryan Lemke. His team will be in action coming up tomorrow. They'll be at Baraboo in the next round of the WIA tournament. These are regional semifinal games. In Division 3, Viroqua will be at Marquezan, and Westby will host Partyville. Also in the next level, Dodgeville will host Cuba City. Riverdale will be at Iowa Grant. It's New Glarus at Fenimore and River Valley at Mineral Point. Lots of teams playing tomorrow night, including Weston at Brookwood in the WIAA regional semifinal. The Silver Eagles, the 7th seed, playing number 2 seed Brookwood. Hillsboro will travel to Oliva Strum and Cashton at Royal. Potosi Cassville hosts North Crawford. River Ridge, a number 5 seed, plays at number 4 seed Ithaca. Also on Tuesday at 5, Belmont will host Seneca, and Wazika Steuben travels to DeSoto. And best of luck to WIAA track and field athletes. Their state tournament is coming. coming up this weekend, representing Richland Center in the upcoming state meet. The boys 4x8, Owen Dreyer, Ryan Stadler, Kiernan Culver, and Robert Button. Owen Dreyer will compete in the 3200 at state, and Danica Pauls in the pole vault. For River Valley, Aiden Hill will represent in the 200-meter dash. For Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee is back at state in the 1600 after having an exceptional day on Friday on the day of his birthday at Bangor. Clayton Lee, Ethan Berkram, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, and Sam Jones will be running at state in the 4x8 with a school record performance last Friday, finishing first at Fansingham to lacrosse. And for Riverdale, Kaylee Carter represents in the pole vault. Kickaboo LaFarge will nearly take the whole team after a great finish at Bangor, including Tierney Art in the shot, also Ava Young in the 100, 4x2 relay, Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young. The 4x1, Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young. And the 4x4, Katie Rando, Braylon Culver, Kendall Andelsek, and Chloe Walter. Tierney Art will compete in the discus throw. And for the boys, Landon Turgeson runs in the 1600, Adric Eggie in the 400 and the 200. He'll also be a part of the 4x4 relay with Jeff Olson, Arlen Walter, and Theo Parr. Theo Parr will be in the high jump, and Adric Eggie in another event. He'll be in the long jump this weekend at state. The Richland Center girls soccer team fell in their last home game. That was on Friday night to Wisconsinites Barneveld, 2-1. The Hornets will play Heights again Thursday in the WIAA regionals. A two-run home run in the fourth inning was all the offensive support Jacob Mizorowski needed in Sunday's 2-0 shutout victory. Jake Bowers connected with a man on base. The Miz continued his brilliant pitching in May by throwing 7 innings without giving up a run yesterday. He allowed just 1 earned run in the month, good for an ERA of 0.23. Here's manager Pat Murphy talking about the Miz.
He was very good. Let's face it, when you throw 7 big league innings against a team at their place that have won 8 out of their last 11 or 8 out of their last 12, and you have those type of horses in the middle of the lineup, you know, I thought he did great.
Shane Drohan gets the start for the Brewers tonight against the Giants as San Francisco visits American Family Field. Hopefully San Francisco got the runs out of its system there. They were 19-6 winners against Colorado yesterday. St. Louis 5-1 over the Cubs. Dodgers 9, Philadelphia 1. The Mets 10-1 over Miami. Cincinnati 6, Atlanta 4. Washington 4-2 over San Diego. In the American League, the Yankees 13, Athletics 8. Texas 6-3 over Kansas City. Boston 9, Cleveland 4. The White Sox 2-1 over Detroit. Tampa Bay 5, the Angels 2. Baltimore 9-5 over Toronto. Interleague play, Pittsburgh 9, it was Minnesota 3, and Seattle 3-2 over Arizona. And the official 2026 preseason schedule for the Packers has been released, starting August 13th in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. All 3 games are night contests. Former Packers Aaron Rodgers and coach Mike McCarthy will be waiting there. Then August 21st will be a game in Denver against the Broncos. The 3rd preseason game brings the Arizona Cardinals to Lambeau Field. August 28th, the Cardinals' new head coach is Mike LaFleur, the brother of Green Bay's field leader Matt LaFleur. And former Badger basketball standout Sam Decker will be inducted into the UW Athletic Hall of Fame. The announcement was made by Wisconsin Athletics Director Marcus Sedbury. The Badgers made it to the Final Four twice with Decker in the lineup. He joins 11 others in the Hall of Fame class of 2026. I am Phil Nee with sports.